Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
I have a very simple message I'm going to preach. Deuteronomy chapter 33. I've been reading about the blessings of God upon the many tribes, the 12 tribes of Israel. And they've been blessing my heart. This is our month of loyalty. And we are talking about dedication, commitment to God. Praise the Lord. In Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse number 8. This is Moses blessing the tribes of Israel. And the scripture says that, and of Levi he said, let thy Tummim and thy Urim be with thy Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Massah, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah. Who said unto his father and to his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children, for they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. Verse 10, let's read it together. One go. They shall teach Jacob thy judgments and Israel thy law. They shall put incense before thee and whole burnt sacrifice upon thine altar. Come on, verse 11, read it. One go. Bless, Lord, his substance and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. Praise the Lord. We are going to talk about the blessings of a minister. The blessings of what? A minister. Please take your seat. When you are serving God and you dedicate yourself to serving God with commitment, with excellence, they come with blessings. Levi is one of the many children that Jacob gave birth to. But of all the tribes and the children that Jacob gave birth to, Levi is the one that was adopted by God as, you know, a ransom or as a sample out of the lot to be in the priesthood. And so they were chosen and made sacred for the service of the Lord. And so this Levi was serving God all through the time that they moved from Egypt to the promised land. And when they got to the promised land and the land was being shared, they apportioned land to different tribes. But when it came to Levi, the Lord said that your portion is a portion of the Lord. And so they really didn't get anything meaningful. They were supposed to hang around in the ministry and then receive from what the people were mandated and bringing to God, you know, as servants. Are you here with me at all? And what people brought to God, there was a portion that was supposed to be used to service the work and the lives of the priest because they were serving in the temple. Now, it said, let the Tummim and the Urim be with thy Holy One. The Tummim and the Urim is what in today's language we will call our lot for discernment. You know, when they needed clarity about something, they cast the Tummim and the Urim to give them the mind of God concerning a matter. And so, first of all, when Christ saves us to serve as priests, as ministers, we do that by the Spirit. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. He said, whom thou didst prove at Massah, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah. So, if when God calls us, I mean, if you're a child of God, you are a born-again Christian, it means that you have been called. Now, this calling requires that you get proven, Paul talks to Timothy and he says, prove your ministry. Make sure that your calling, your election is sure, is proven. So in ministry, you don't allow yourself to be flat. In ministry, you need to prove yourself to the Lord. Again, he speaks in the book of Timothy and he says that as you study to show yourself approved unto God, the end goal is that you will be a servant who is proven unto God as a workman who needs not to be ashamed, you know, in serving the Lord. So tell somebody that in serving God as a minister, you need to prove yourself to God. So he says that they were proving at Massa. And so every state, every stage, every condition, every time, you need to prove yourself to God. And with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah. So you not only are you going to have to prove yourself, but you are going to be tested all the time. Your faith will be tested. The waters of Meribah, you know, these people were there and they were testy and the waters were very bitter. And they had to still put their trust in God. You see, when you are serving God as a minister, we have an idea that everything will be taught. Okay, everything will be smooth, will be comfortable. But mind you that we are doing the work of the Lord Jesus Christ here on earth. And then we are doing this in his place. This earth, Satan is interested in this earth. He's interested in the lives of the people here on earth. And we are on a rescue mission on behalf of God, in the name of God, to establish the kingdom of God here on earth. So the word is to strive. The word is what? You will strive at the waters of Meribah. It's a fight. Ministry is what? Not only is God going to prove you, but you have to strive. If you don't understand the aspect of fight with ministry, you are going to fail. And you fail woefully. If you are a leader of a team, you have to understand striving. And the first point of striving is you being a great example to the team, so that you will have the moral ground to be able to lead the team that God has given you. That's why Jesus was the perfect example to the disciples and perfect example. You see, all that preaching that we get preached, that makes us feel like you can be a leader and not uphold a certain ethical standard before God, it's not a proper perspective. Now, a leader or a minister can have weakness, but that leader or minister is not permitted to stay in that weakness. You are supposed to strive. You are supposed to grow until you attain to the full stature of Christ. So, and I will show you from Levi, some Americans say Levi, from Levi that he didn't start in perfection. He was chosen. He was an ordinary guy, a mere guy. That simply also tells you that ministry is not for extraordinary people. Serving God is not for extraordinary people. When you are saved in Christ, you are already qualified to serve. Praise the Lord. Lift your hand and say, I'm saved in Christ. Therefore, I'm qualified to serve. So you strive. What do? You strive. You strive spiritually. You strive morally. You strive physically. You strive. You strive everywhere. Fasting can be a fight, but you have to fight. Paul tells Timothy, say, fight the good fight of faith. Fight. Don't let anybody despise your youth. Are you here with me at all? War with the prophecies you have received. Ministry is a fight. Faith itself is a fight. The good fight of faith, but it's a good fight. So in ministry, you strive. If you are a leader and you cannot put people in their place when they are going off, you are not striving well. Because striving for mastery means that we need to bring joy to God. If you are a leader, you cannot rebuke. You cannot bring reproof, correction. You yourself, you're a failure. God can vote you out as a minister. He did it to Eli. He did it to Saul. He did it to many people in the Bible. You can be voted out. When you are a leader, you have to take sometimes a very strong position. That's why if you're a leader, Jesus said that don't seek for the love of the people as a minister. Because woe unto you when all men love you. Some of you want all men to love you. You are a hypocrite. If you are a minister and you want all men, of course, you would have to do or play your life in a way that you must not have anything that brings the name of God into disrepute. But another aspect of your ministry is that you cannot be there and God's work is going wrong and you are doing shehai. And you will correct it, and sometimes in correcting it means that you have to put people right. And putting people right makes some demons rise in some people. And they have to be cast out so that the ministry can move on. If you are here, say, I am here. That's why Jesus went to the temple, took a cane, and said, today we have to do a cleaning house. You can't continue to do this. And they had been doing it for a long time. But he said, you cannot continue to do this. So this preaching is very important, because if you and I are alive, the work of God must not go down. In verse 9, look at the scripture. Look at the scripture. You see, in this church, we take note too. As the pastor is preaching, you'll be writing notes. Praise the Lord. And we'll be learning from the word of God. Applying the word of God. Say, who said unto his father and to his mother, I have not seen him? Neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children. This guy is on a path to sacrifice. Mother, father, you know, he did not acknowledge his own brethren. He did not know his own children. That's a high level sacrifice. You see, as a minister, there are things you would have to sacrifice. Jesus said, no one has sacrificed family, spouse, children, you know, work to follow me. And I made them go empty-handed. Thing is, a ministry will put pressure on you so much so that some of the things that are dearest to your heart, you may have to sacrifice some small, small portions. Not to abandon. We are not talking, sacrificing is not abandonment. No one is asking anybody to abandon your family, abandon your brethren, abandon your children, but you are going to sacrifice. This morning, co-pastor is not around. I woke up very early to bath children, prepare children. We are going to church. Get ready. 4 squad members. It's a sacrifice. Ordinarily, on Saturday, I will stay here and go home late, maybe 8 or 9. Pray, prepare, and all of that. Yesterday, now, by 2, now, I'm back home. Because I have to be mother and father. It's a sacrifice. So if you want to live in your convenience and in your comfort zone all the time, you will not be an excellent minister. Are you here with me at all? You sacrifice here and there. Some seasons will require you to sacrifice more on the side of the ministry. Some other seasons you sacrifice more on the side of family. Some other time on the side of work. Praise the Lord. Anybody that tells you, stop work, do ministry, stop work, blah, blah, blah. You have to play it on the platform of sacrifice. Because we have been designed to be able to do juggle between many things and be excellent at all. Hello? So, this guy, he's not knowing brethren, he's not recognizing children. That it just tells you that ministry is sacrificial. You sacrifice time. You do a lot of things for the house of the Lord on a pro bono basis, not just a volunteer, but as a steward. This is it, and you do it like you will be paid. Praise the Lord. Fully with your heart. Anything you are doing for the Lord, he said, do it with all your might, all your body, all your soul, all your hand. Make sure that when you touch the plow, you don't slack. No slacking. Tell somebody, no slacking. So tell someone, ministry is sacrifice. That simply means that you have to go out of your way. Ministry, be proud, but you have to go out of your way. Ministry will hurt you. Ministry will give you experiences that your normal, regular life outside the kingdom will not give you. But because ministry is a kingdom war, war between light and darkness, you must necessarily, by all means, receive a bullet. And the servant is not greater than the master. If when Jesus came to establish this kingdom of light, he had to encounter the gruesome death and the wickedness of men and of hell and of all this, you cannot have a smooth life doing ministry. You will be hurt. Jesus said, blessed are you who are persecuted for my name's sake. That means that get ready to be persecuted. Tell somebody, ready. Get ready to be persecuted. I can't hear you at all. Come alive. Get ready. In the ministry, as you are standing there singing, people are mocking you. It's normal. But my problem. Hello? But ministry, you'll be, Jesus said, yes, you'll be offended, but don't let the sun go down on your offense. So ministry is sacrifice. Is what? Sacrifice. That is why if you are an easy life person, you will not be able to do the ministry. Sacrifice not to talk anyhow. Sacrifice not to, you know, break confidentiality. Yeah, some of us, when someone tells you something, it will go by all means. And you are gradually attaining a name that you have verbal diarrhea, an okra mouth, that you cannot, your brain cannot retain information for a long time without divulging if permission has not been given. You don't understand. You just give up. You are talking now, casually you'll be throwing names around. Oh, Alfred even said. Oh, Ishmael even said. Like that, oh, unsolicited information. And you use people for examples. Oh, for example, Mpo, Alfred Mpo, Nansemwe, why not be so? Then those who have penchant for negative information, it's like every time you are fishing. What is going on here? Ministry, when you come into ministry, you have to sacrifice to die. Do what? Die. That part of your life that is not good, you know, it has to die. It's a sacrifice. Just imagine if I was a by heart talker. You can only imagine. You must have control over your tongue as a minister, over your morals as a minister, your professionalism as a minister. Praise the Lord. There is no chance for you to live life anyhow. Once you are in the ministry as a child of God, you are serving as a child of God. And I don't mean serving as a preacher. As a member of the church, you are an epistle that is being written for the people of the world. So you are already representing keepers. That's why you will see that sometimes you hear that somebody has gone to misbehave somewhere and they say, oh, okay, keepers house for an asahan omote. Yeah. One person's misbehavior, the same way one person's excellence also becomes our benefit. Are you here with me at all? So in ministry, there is sacrifice. Say it, say it, say it. Mention your name. Say, I, Francis, I understand that in ministry, there is sacrifice. Can you give me the verse wherever I've gotten to give it to me? Yeah. Great. So he said that they sacrifice, but he says that another thing that ministers do is afford, they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. So in ministry, you have to be observant. What should be your first point of observation? Your first point of observation in ministry is not morality. Some of us, if they allow us, we will put duku by the door and tell any lady who is coming with mpesa that you don't belong to the church. Like Reverend George Ejekumu, like this will not be in church. Senior, why any three hono? Where any misumuni? Will not be in church. Somebody with a tattoo will not be in church. But I want to ask you, what is the eternal value of having a tattoo? Is there a standard for measure to go to heaven? What's the eternal value of having a rasta? Hairstyle. You think your style is the Bible style. What is the Bible style? That's why your first point of observation is not morality. It's not blah, blah. Your first point of observation is that you observe the word. What do you observe? I can't hear you. Follow me. You observe what?
The word.
Observe. You be in the word. Let the word be your driving force. That's your fundamental tool, your basic tool. You study to show yourself approved as a workman. The word is your primary tool. If you're a farmer, you have a primary tool. If you're a fisherman, you have a primary tool. If you're an accountant, if you're an IT person, now imagine an IT person who doesn't have a computer. Say. Or who doesn't understand how to put on a computer. Let's say he has a computer, but he lacks how to operate a computer. Can you call yourself an IT person? What is IT about you? Well, you cannot turn on a computer and turn it off. So, knowing how to operate your fundamental tool, working with it, be skillful. He said, be in season and be out of season in the word and with the word. So, a minister, when you are speaking, what comes out of your mouth should be one that is inspired by the word. Not by your ideations, not by your calculations, your ideology, your philosophies. You know, sometimes we try to lead people based on our philosophies, but it doesn't have to work like that. You lead people based on the word of God. What does the word say? What you like may be different from what I like, but what the word proposes is what we all follow. Praise the Lord. So we observe thy word and keep thy commandment. The instructions that God is giving us, that is what we follow. Praise the Lord. I'm the pastor. No. What is God asking us to do? I'm the leader. What we are leader now? Ne follow abodam. No. Nobody came here to follow your abodam. So that's why you can have a Christian who is following something. You can see that. Do you think it is God who is instructing you? And God is a covenant keeping God. So the people who keep the covenant, they see the glory of God. Praise the Lord. Is God talking to somebody here at all? Because some of the things that you are finching on, when you grow in the Lord one more year, you grow, you mature, you have deeper understanding and all of that, you realize that, hey, it's how ball away and I'm in. So Charlie, don't trust your leg like that. Oh. Don't trust your leg like that. Because you grow, just grow 1 minute. And you find out that, hey, Sadia Wenya Sanity. So the humility to keep the commandment. The humility, the privilege to know that I have been called to serve. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. In this church, the greatest blessing you will have as a Christian is to give yourself the opportunity to actively serve. Actively what? Serve. Actively. Serving by keeping thy covenant. Thy covenant. You need to have that personal space relationship with the Lord. Somebody was talking to me. Says that she doesn't understand why she wants to evangelize people and win a certain number of people every year, but she abandons it halfway. I said, because you have not covenanted with the Lord that this one is a do or die between me and God. And you know, when you are prospering, God is helping you, and you really don't have something that you can, by rigidity, hear the word, stand and present before the Lord that, you know, I have faith, I stand in righteousness and all of that, but like Joseph, I have vowed that how can I do this and sin against my God? Paul said, I am persuaded. There are things you have to be persuaded about. That I laid before God that this year I will win at least 10 people. You have to be persuaded in covenant. Not abandon it like you have been doing every year. You abandon and you think it's cool. It's not cool, oh. It's called dishonor between you and God. As for him, he's doing his part of whatever he promised to you. By you, you find ways. When it's convenient, you do. When it's not convenient, you turn your back. And then you do like nothing has happened. And then you move on another year. You do like God is some toy, be somewhere. And you can be playing around. You can be, take God serious. Tell somebody, take God serious. Say, I have kept your covenant. Please give me the test. Today we are reading scripture. Verse 10. It says that they shall teach Jacob thy judgments. Paul talks about it. He says that when you are supposed to be teachers, tell somebody as a minister, you need personal growth. I'm not hearing you at all. Say, as a minister, you need personal growth. Right now, if we tell some of you that go and teach foundation class right now, you would disappear. You should be able to teach. All the years that you have been working with the Lord, you should be able to. I think we should just be rationing everybody to go to Sunday school from time to time. The children, they will ask you questions. You will know whether you are growing or you are not growing. They will ask you questions. Since Adam and Eve had Cain and Abel, who did Cain marry and who did Abel marry? Did they marry their mother? They will ask you questions. It's also unyini. That's why we say, oh, go to Sunday school and teach. Then you have run away. And all of that. Because you don't want to grow. They shall teach Jacob thy judgments, written judgments. Praise the Lord. I mean, if you are a minister and Israel thy law, these are written. These are what? You should be vexed in the word. As a minister. As a minister. Know the word. Know the scripture. When you come, be like the Bereans. After preaching, you go back. You take the scriptures. You search if the scriptures are so or they are not. Praise the Lord. You listen to the tapes again. Today's preaching, you have to listen to it again. By Monday, you should have listened to this one or two times. You have to grow to come to that level where you can teach the judgment and teach the laws. Don't be in church and then you are not growing. You should have some desire to consume to the point where you will be somebody who can teach Jacob and Israel judgment and laws. He said, they shall put incense before thee. We are getting there. Put incense before thee. One of the duties of the priest, Levi, the minister, is that they were supposed to burn incense before the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. So as a minister, we have talked about mindset, how to see things. And then now, the things that you have to do. There are things to do. One of them is bringing incense to the Lord. Incense stands for two things. They stand for praise and they stand for prayer. If you read Revelation chapter 5, you read Revelation chapter 8, they are all there. Stand for praise and prayer. So, as a minister, you bring praise and prayer. You send praise to God and you pray and intercede for the church. Praise the Lord. Praying for the church is not the duty of some people called intercessors. Bringing praise to God is not for music ministers. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, they all came together to praise God in the beauty of His holiness. All of us, we are instruments of God's praise for His pleasure. So we bring praise to God. So when you come to the presence of God, know that one of your duties is to offer what? Incense. And so when the praise is not good, the smoke will not go up. So this one that you are doing it monsoon, it's like you are lighting the firewood, but it's not lighting. No smoke. Ask somebody this morning, was your adoration smoky or no smoky? Do you normally bring smoke? No smoke. Before coming to church, as a priest, you know, you prepare. The preparation of the priest was so keen to their existence or to their, it was existential. What does it mean? If the priest going to offer the sacrifice before the Lord did not prepare well, clean himself well, followed the rules very well, there was a very high likelihood that when he entered into the holies of holies to offer his highest form of ministration, he was not going to come back. He was going to die. That's why they put pomegranate and bells, and they tied the waist of the priest with a rope. So that, because it was one or two resorts, they could come alive from the holies of holies going to perform the sacrifice, or God could kill them. So some went there and didn't come back. They had to, and nobody could easily go there. They had to pull them out. So they put the rope around them as a measure that in case you go there, you die because your preparation was not right. Physical preparation of cleaning yourself and spiritual preparation of letting your heart be right. There are some things that are not sinful, but there are some things that makes your heart not right with God. Hello? And it's very subliminal. Because at some point you see that, okay, it's like, you know, nothing wrong with expressing your gift. But let's say prophetic, yeah? And then make a question, come on, say, me shall come change obia. You see, and your bonnet, it's not a sin, but your heart is not pure. That's why God weighs motive. Why are you doing the things that you are doing? What is driving you? So you clean all of that. Praise the Lord. Why am I Muslim? Is it because my friend has offended me? That's why I am Muslim. But unfortunately, we have to serve together. Set your heart right. Oh boy, in yebeji. Now, boy, are you to me genus here? Are you no? Yame buawa, now we yet to wait. Oh, yana yamia kumo. But New Testament, then yamin kumo, obey you a frim. Yeah, the privilege will be taken away from you. So you see that. So this one that you always come into the service of God late. You're always coming to do something for God and you don't really plan for it. You don't prepare for it. Preparation is key. For a minister, you don't pray about it, you don't seek. You see, prayerlessness is, Samuel calls it a sin. Yeah, he says that if I have sinned by not interceding for the people. Hey, tell somebody that there are levels in this sin. And tell them, forget fornication, forget fornication. How can you come to church and you have not interceded for God's people? There are people who are not here because you didn't pray for them. And Satan is having issues with them because there was no intercessor to stand in the gap. God, today, let your glory fall. Anybody under manipulation to go and eat or move to us, we are in church. Touch them to come to church first and let them know that the Omutua will not finish before church ends. You pray. You prepare. Incense goes to God. Today we are measuring the incense that have gone to God. Question we'll be asking is your own there? Is your own incense there? You just rise and come to church. Every day, this is what you do. They shall put incense before thee. And a whole burnt sacrifice upon thy altar. A whole burnt sacrifice upon thy altar. This is what a minister does. A whole burnt sacrifice. Oshuafari. You can see that you yourself know. You have come to donate yourself to the Lord. Tell somebody, donate. Surrender yourself. That's what you see. When is service time? Every time we are priests, whether we are home, we are at work, we are whatever. When is service time? It's full donation. You are donating yourself as a burnt sacrifice. Yen shimi on the altar. Not saving your skin. That's why we go all out. We do what? I can't hear you. We do what? Yeah. We go all out for souls. We go all out. We give all our money to go and make sure we recover souls. Sure, hell is real. And if we don't become burnt sacrifice, whole burnt sacrifice for God, we won't save anybody. The way you are going, please warn somebody like you. The way you are going. You know, it's like we really, really don't respect God. Do you know how it means for you to know you don't respect? An indication that you don't respect God is that you have raised an excuse in your heart. Why you cannot come to his party? When he has set a party and everything is ready and he's invited, you say, oh, I just got married. I have an oxen. I have this. You really don't respect the one who invited you. Excuses in your heart. Telling you why I cannot do this time. When they came at Jesus, said, forget about those people who were originally invited. Go to the road, to the brothels, to the highways, the byways. Invite people we didn't consider at all. A time is coming, eh? The place that God has given you by privilege that you don't see the privilege, another will occupy it. And you will be at the mercy. I'm telling you. You will be at the mercy. It's better to be anointed than to be demon infested. And ministry gives you opportunity to be anointed. So that demons don't dominate you. But if you keep raising excuses. I can't come. I can't do me my small alcoholism. Jesus, I'm going to take an attire, burnt offering. I'm going to pray prano, burnt offering. Yeah, yo, bibi kitu ebi tu, I'm sorry, pe mejai means to me, my name is as I saw you, I'm going to say, whoa, really? Please, can you stand up and be talking to somebody? I have 10 minutes to preach this message. Really, is that how you think as a minister? So you think we came to minister so that we'll be smooth, Abby? Talk to about 5 people. Really, is that how you think? Small song they didn't allow you to sing. Now you bow. And omo mami preachy bi. Praise the Lord. Oh my God. burnt offering. You see, this is the terminal point. Let me show you. This is what? The terminal point between the mindset a minister should have, the work a minister should do. This is the transition. The sacrificial part is the transition into the blessing. Because from here now, verse 11, when you are on the altar bent, it says that, bless Lord his substance. The person who is offering the whole burnt offering is the one that the blessings are coming upon. The work of the ministry transitions you into the realm of blessing for the Lord. Because you can have the mind and not do. Paul told Timothy, he said, do the work of an evangelist. Not just think as an evangelist, but do. There are too many knowers, thinkers, talkers, few doers. This church is full of talkers and thinkers. Many of the people you see who look like they are doing something are really doing nothing. I'm telling you. Pastors, managers, cell leaders or whatever, chapel leaders, many of the people you think carry something, doing something, they only carry, you see, the potential is there, the substance is there, but the doing is not there. You are not a doer. I'm telling you, doers are unique people. You are not. And it goes into your dedication to God. Whether you are dedicated to God, committed to God, forget the word loyalty. Whether you are, you know, you love the Lord and you are really, really, really a productive server. Many of us have the talent, but we have hidden it in the sand. I'm telling you, no lie. Talkers, if we allow people to talk and share idea on a problem, you will see intelligence. But we really don't do. We don't do all. Talkers who don't do. Doer of the word. Faith without works is dead. You have to be a doer. Observe to do. Growth doesn't come when you talk. Or when you know. It comes when you do. You mature when you do. You gain, you profit by trading. You do. You do. You practice. You do. You practice. Are you here with me at all? God tells you, you do. You are instructed. You do. You read. You do. You listen. You do. The transition is the doing sacrifice of the work. Jesus told them, he said, go. When you are going, don't take anything. When they returned, he asked them, he said, did you lack anything? He said, no. Why? Because they went when he said, go. He provided for them. Are you here with me at all? He provided for them. He said, the Lord bless his substance. This month onwards, as you do the work of a minister, may the Lord bless your substance. That amen is not good at all. So what are the blessings of a minister? Number one, you have God. God is your greatest blessing as a minister. Not just as your Lord and Savior, but also as your partner in life. Ensuring that you are safe, you are provided for. And number two, blessing is that your substance is blessed. God is your first benefit. Number two, the blessing comes upon your substance. There are many people flying now. You will cease from flying if you don't do it well. Because Everybody will be giving something, but not all will be able to multiply it and create sustainability, because it is the blessing that extends sustainability to what you have been given. Bless, Lord, his substance. The substance, some of them are intrinsic. You are gifted. When you are doing ministry, you can see the blessing of the Lord upon it. Some of them is your children. Physical things. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. Number two, accept the work of his hands. That's the next benefit. That the work, you see, as you work for the Lord, God also brings favor upon the work of your hands. Acceptance. He brings acceptance upon your person. Yeah. That's why when I see somebody dedicated to God and maybe he's not married, I'm not scared. Because I know that God's favor, king and king. Because the word of God is true. Some of the things that you worry, pastor, pray for me, pray with me, blah, 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 blah. My sister, you are not serious. I'm telling you. You are not serious. You are talking prayer. Don't oversubscribe it. Lay the foundation for God to move in your life. Or else you will carry your cup, go from one pastor to another pastor, pray for me, 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 pray for me. Unko baby, yeah. He says that the Lord will make the work. He says that and accept the work of his hands. God will bring acceptance upon the work of your hands. When you are a minister, tell somebody, when you work for the Lord will work for you. When you work for the Lord, favor will work for you. One more time. Tell somebody, when you work for the Lord, the Lord will work for you. Favor and glory will work for you. Wherever you go, you receive acceptance and blessings. Praise the Lord. Another benefit that you have is, I say, smite through the loins of them that rise against him. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him. This one is key. God smiting through the loins means that he is stopping the reproduction of enemies in your life. He's not only defeating them, but he's destroying the loins that produces that kind of enemy. Every time your enemies are big and plenty, check how you are serving God. When enemies are multiplying like that, are you a minister? Are you a functional minister? Some have the title, they have the position, but they don't work. You now, you are not happy with yourself. And you know pastor is not happy with you. And certainly God is not happy with you. God is only happy with you that you are his child, but not as a servant. So you are not doing much. What are you doing? Your time is not there. Your gift is not there. Your money is not in. You do it anyhow. Biara, woe unto you who does the work of God anyhow. If you are coming to church, why you will come late and encourage more people to come late. And then when something happens and you are talking about it, you talk. Those of you who talk bad things about ministry with your children and your friends, you are destroying them before they even grow. So can't you collect a bullet and hold your peace? When they slapped Jesus, did he talk? You like talking, Papa. Where is your long suffering? One lady told the daughter that don't go to that church again. Was constantly convincing the daughter, sir, and the daughter non in a murem. A genin said, pastor, it's not your problem. You have a problem with a brother, a sister. And no one will be I be for us, sorry. And I'll be not chasing murem. Juma Maria Muya with Teens Chapel Ninina. And she, hey, be coming now. We are praying that Holy Ghost let the seed in the soil come alive. But why? God have mercy. Are you here with me at all? And of them that hate him, that they rise not again. It is God who stops enemies. He doesn't stop enemies for just anyone. He stops enemies for ministers. Praise the Lord. Accident is coming. You say, hey, Akwawe, next week, we will man money. I'll be going to offer three people from the community. Aba, on in go for casa, go for jaya. Sorry, on your more casa. Yes, we go to mujao. Your more casa. So when the accident, don't do me fun. This is the person going there to do this thing. And let me tell you, devils let people accuse pastors and leaders. Devils, when you hear people accusing pastors, you wonder, hey, is it my pastor they are talking about? Like, what is the correlation between your marital problem and your pastor? What's the correlation? Pastor na nyahushinti is the problem. Na ujimine. Wo spouse na onye den. Wo na ujimi. Have any pastor the problem? They say, you there, you fool. Now we, you know, we come and talk. Have you employed us to be? No, stop the fooling. I am married. Forget I'm a pastor. If I fool, my spouse will react. Two of us. Oh, you will not react. They will respond. If you fool, they will respond. Pastor is, you see, nobody, somebody is talking to your husband, somebody is talking, no, no. Behave well and you see that your home will go well. Just behave well. Pastors are not your problem. You will see. I said one lecturer, he said that was his problem. A day before my marriage, he waylaid me, insulted me in the university. 3 years after, the wife told him that, go and thank Prophet Francis. He is the reason why I'm still married to you. The man became my best friend. He thought I was his problem. He didn't know that I was his helper. Best man. And I'm a choir. Would you be? How can be? When I was in the university, the man went and dug my file, my course, my result, my record. Just he was bent. And I'm a year in a casao, nine yammy beam, so who couldn't cross shake. I buy you away, them. Our house no man, so and so, we in idea. Man, casa, my men on call. Be calming down. May the Lord stop your enemies in Jesus' name. Listen, when you are serving God as a minister in this house, God will take the contract of fighting your battles and your enemies for you. Isn't it great? You, if you employed 64 battalion, 10 of them, Ghana Army, not that gate man you have, to surround your house, will you not sleep? Hello? Soldier from Kura machine gun. Obeda, Minya. Obeda. Enumpo Obeda, enanyame bo ahobai. Praise the Lord. Nobody should motivate you to serve God. Serving God has got a lot of blessings. Praise the Lord. When you go and read, some people put roadblocks their way. Genesis chapter 49. This is Jacob talking about his sons and daughters. Good. Verse 5, he says, Simeon and Levi are brethren. Instrument of cruelty are in their habitations. Oh, my soul, come not thou into their secret and unto their assembly, mine honor. Be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they digged down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I would divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. This is Levi and Simeon. Before, this is with their father, before their pastor came. Moses, are you here with me at all? Now, you would think that people who are who have this level of misbehavior, bad character. Can you imagine when is it one of their when their sister was raped? Or This men, they went, men who are their fathers just done everything. They passed the back, went and castrated, circumcised all the men and killed them in their pain. Your father said, you people, you always have anger. You have wrath. So sometimes he said, please, let's read the scriptures again. Verse 5. Midian, Akuma, Simeon and Levi, brethren, instrument of cruelty, are in their habitation. In the sense, someone will habitation. I know it's a fornication. Instrument to be shown, gossip is shown. Am I preaching here? Akika kika shown. Guy be now, I know we scour my bag, and she has seen in our ministry. No, Zai instrument in your pilfering, stealing. Here's a media, media me bokron, unti, mean to me, Nanya, me, my obey. Oh, yana, na moja, nukusu, titio, honsa, na obey. Judas. Jesus was walking with Judas. Oh, say, che, Jew. Obey, yes, canon, so you manage the obey, obey. Nay, Gusuaya, Bonyam Empire, say, Wahun Kun. But if he had not killed him, say, would have had a chance. And then I say, oh, instrument of QLT, Shishami Hunti. Who say, oh, Omo Papa Bomudia. Say, let his honor not come to me. I have been cursed. Go to the verse 6. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, you're cursed into your ministry. It is a ministry that will take you out of the curse. Anger. Obi awe kum ni pape. Obi to me, I am ministry. Sinyamidi obani achawa. Obi ene juma. In your anger, you kill the man. And in thy self-will, you dig down a wall. Hasty decisions. Median Chanama, come on. Median Chanama, take a decision. Median Mekwa, sorry. One lady was in this church. He says that she was here for 2 years. She said that is the longest she has stayed in any church. And to Anwa, check in out of the church because Wachawa had to do. This is spirit of instability. How? How? Hey. Look at verse 7. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, their wrath, for it was cruel. Oh, anganti. What's going on in your ministry? Debbie, you come to the Lord. Nobody comes to the Lord in perfection. It is when you come to the Lord that He will perfect you. When you are serving with Him, your gayism tendencies, and you lose the appetite for it. Your lesbian tendencies, you lose the appetite for it. As you are serving with Him, He will make you perfect. You cannot come to Him in perfection. He makes you perfect and works in you. It is He that is at work in us, both to do and to will of His own good pleasure. Are you here with me at all? So you come to Him. Paul was a murderer, but He brought Him. Ananias said, Akwawe. Nipa best stop, Banyanko Pondia will be a Kwayama. This guy has been killing us, oh God, he's not part. God said, hey, I have called him. The disciples said, we have seen some people prophesying out there. Should we go and kill them? Jesus said, hey, we don't kill anybody. We don't kill anybody. Ask somebody, so right now, what is your excuse? You are somebody's side chick. Is that the reason why you cannot do ministry? By the time you start doing ministry and following the Lord properly, you will resign from that side chicken. Yeah, you will resign. You will resign. Can you be preaching like I'm preaching when you will continue to be a side chick? No. No. Because by the time you seek the face of the Lord in preparation and in relationship with Him, you see that God Himself will be pruning you. He will be what? I can't hear you. He'll be what? When they were going to the promised land, the Lord said, go and bring Rahab, the pimp. Rahab was a pimp, not just a prostitute. She was the pimp, the Oga Madam. Oh, no, pitchy, pitchy. No, I'm a James B. No, I'm a KKB. No, I'm a WB. No, I'm a WB. No, I'm a Sandy B. No, I'm a Sandy B. Oh, distribute it, huh? Jericho, huh? I said, Fano, bra. And she was well positioned on the wall. Confirmation. And you know, the Bible never tells us her transformation when she was brought into the alignment with Israel. The next thing we see is that the Messiah's lineage, Rahab Shemubi, prostitute Madamo, they said something happened to the prostitute when she moved from that Jericho to the promised land by the scarlet thread. If God has not discarded anybody, it's not in our place to discard anybody. We pray for them, we work with them, we encourage them, we build them. Praise the Lord. Build them. Build them. Sometimes, there are standards. So we have why you say, and a mama no kwa man I say, oh no boy we are say. Umojani yadi jobi. We are stewards. We are stewards. We are stewards. Tell someone to be a minister. It has a lot of blessings. I see God blessing your substance and causing your work to be accepted. I see the Lord stopping your enemies. That amen is not coming out at all. Amen. God will stop that fibroid in your body. Amen. That sickness is an enemy. As you serve the Lord and minister unto him, he will stop it in the name of Jesus. Amen. That amen can be louder. Shout a louder amen. Tell somebody, I'm a minister. And you will see my fruit very soon. Not my talk. I have stopped talking. I'm going to be working. Can you move to about five people? Say, look, just watch me. No more talk, talk. No more talk, talk. I'm going to work, sir. As a whole burnt offering. Move to about five people and talk to them. Talk to them. Talk to them. Talk to them. Tell them, no matter your weakness, approach. Approach the altar. No matter your weakness, approach as a minister. Do something. Work out. Do it. I want you to come and help me. Some of you are dealing with moral stuff. Some of you are dealing with weaknesses, spiritual stuff. I just want you to just talk to God. 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 Father, strengthen me to serve you. I'm dealing with some things. I'm dealing with it. Sometimes it breaks me down. It takes energy from me. It makes me. I want you to talk to God. I want to talk to God. I want to talk. I want you to talk to God. Please talk to God. Please talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. Lord, I'm dealing with these things. Help me. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. I'm dealing with inconsistencies. Dealing with moralities. Things that do not give me confidence to approach the altar and to serve. I hand over my life to you. I'm dealing with excuses. Bashekopata labaha. Deliver me from excuses. Deliver me from weaknesses. Help me, Holy Spirit, you are my helper. Help me, you are my helper. I plan the things that I want to do, I'm not able to do. Please help me, Holy Spirit. Help me to go to the next level, to take my ministry, to take this church to the next level. Whichever level you are in, you are repeating that level. It's a repetition of the class. You ought to be in the next class, in the next level. I want you to raise your hand and say, Father, I pray that give me grace to go to the next level. Give me grace to go to the next level. Whatever I am doing, I can do more. I pray for the grace to do more. Strengthen me to do more, to be more dedicated, to be more committed, to do more, to bring more fruit. Open your pray from your heart. Lord, help me. Shaka pata la baba. Ikola baba 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 baba. I pray for the grace to do more, to do more for you, to do more for your kingdom.
Part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.